A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, in a time of favor I answer you, in the day of salvation I help you, and I have kept you and given you as a covenant of the people to restore the land, to restore the land and allot the desolate heritages, saying to the prisoners, come out, to those in darkness show yourselves. Along the ways they shall find pasture, and every bare height shall their pastures be. They shall not hunger or thirst, nor shall the scorching wind or the sun strike them. For he who pities them, leads them, and guides them beside springs of water. I will cut a road through all my mountains and make my highways level. See, some shall come from afar, others from the north and the west, and some from the land of Zion. Sing out, O heavens, and rejoice, O earth. Bring forth into song, you mountains, for the Lord comforts his people and shows mercy to his afflicted. But Zion said, the Lord has forsaken me. My Lord has forgotten me. Can a mother forget her infant, be without tenderness for the child of her womb? But even should she forget, I will never forget you. The word of the Lord. The Lord is gracious and merciful. The Lord is gracious and merciful. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness. The Lord is good to all and compassionate toward all his works. The Lord is gracious and merciful. The Lord is faithful in all his words and holy in all his works. The Lord lifts up all who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down. The Lord is gracious and merciful. The Lord is just in all his ways and holy in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. The Lord is gracious and merciful. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus answered the Jews, my Father is at work until now, so I am at work. For this reason, they tried all the more to kill him, because he not only broke the Sabbath, but he also called God his Father, making himself equal to God. And Jesus answered and said to them, amen, amen, I say to you, the Son cannot do anything on his own, but only what he sees the Father doing. And what that he does, the Son will do also. For the Father loves the Son and shows him everything that he himself does, and he will show him greater works than these, so that you may be amazed. For just as the Father raises the dead and gives life, so also does the Son give life to whomever he wishes. Nor does the Father judge anyone, but he has given all judgment to the Son, so that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father whom sent him. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes in the one who sent me has eternal life and will not come to condemnation, but is passed from death to life. Amen, I say to you, the hour is coming and is now here when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For just as the Father has life in himself, so also he gave the Son the possession of life in himself, and he gave him power to exercise judgment, because he is the Son of Man. Do not be amazed at this, because the hour is coming in which all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and will come out, those who have done good deeds to eternal resurrection of life, and those who have done wicked deeds to the resurrection of condemnation. I cannot do anything on my own. I judge as I hear, and my judgment is just, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. The Gospel of the Lord. And so we hear that Jesus again, he always takes our side. And he takes our side because the Father takes our side. So again, when we have these images of God as this ogre who just wants to damn us to eternal damnation because none of us are good enough, we have to go back to the first reading where it talks about what God says about us. He says that even if a mother should forget, I will never forget you. That God is talking about the comfort and love he has for us, and he'll never forget us. And first thing we got to ask is, do I really believe that God will never forget me? Do I really believe that God loves me? Do I really believe I don't have to earn his love? Because, again, to earn love isn't love by definition in any way, shape, or form. We can't earn his love. He loves us, and that makes us good. He loves us, and we repent. He loves us, and we have faith, and we have works. But we have to. It begins with him, not with us. Too often, it begins with us. And then when Jesus comes and he says, whoever hears my word and believes in the one who sent me has eternal life and will not come to condemnation, but has passed from death to life. Again, this is what Jesus does for us. Again, we have to surrender to the reality of what he has done for us. And that means we got to constantly get over ourselves and just be grateful to him and be focused on him. Our whole life focused on Jesus. And again, what does Jesus do? As we've heard 1,000 times from me, the very last line, I do not seek my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. So first of all, the one who sent him, the Father, wants us to be with him forever. That's why he sent Jesus. And second, for us to do that, we sit there and we should seek always God's will. Again, not our will. It's never about us. It's always about him. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand.